With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting minutes after Kansas City Chiefs players vowed to go for a third straight Super Bowl title. Shots were fired and multiple people were carried from the screen on stretchers. Fire Department Battalion Chief Michael Coppins said 8 to 10 people were injured Wednesday, but declined further comments, saying only that additional information will be released soon. Police said in a news release that 2 people were detained. The White House is responding to a congressman's warning of a serious national security threat. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The head of the House Intelligence Committee said he has information about a serious national security threat. Republican Mike Turner of Ohio gave no details, but urged the Biden administration to declassify the information. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said he's already scheduled to meet with top congressional intelligence leaders on Thursday.
I'm focused on going to see him, sit with him, as well as the other House members of the Gang of Eight tomorrow, and I'm not in a position to say anything further from this podium at this time.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
The families of Israeli hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza are going to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
They're there to urge prosecutors to charge and seek the arrest of leaders of Hamas. It's the latest step in efforts by Israelis to seek justice for victims of the October 7th attack on southern Israel. Their visit comes a day after officials said that negotiations between Israel and Hamas are making progress towards another ceasefire and hostage release deal. ICC prosecutor Karim Khan is already investigating alleged crimes committed by both sides in the conflict. I'm Karen Chamas.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 151 points, the Nasdaq rose 203, the S&P 500 index rose by 47 points. This is SRN News. The Center for Religious Liberty at the Family Research Council has released a study that reveals declining religious freedom in the West. There were 168 incidents over the last 3 years.
Where the government was going after Christians in a specific case. So it's not just bad religious freedom policies that a country might have or a new piece of legislation that was bad. It was specific incidents where Christians were paying the price for living out their faith.
Spokesman Ariel DeTurco says if religious liberty declines in free countries, believers elsewhere will suffer.
There's not going to be anyone to speak up for Christians in Nigeria who are being slaughtered by terrorists or Christians in China who are being imprisoned. It's dangerous not just for those of us who live in these Western democracies. It's dangerous for those around the world.
You can view the report in its entirety at frc.org. This is SRN News. A nuclear power plant in Georgia has begun splitting atoms in the second of its 2 new reactors.
It's a key step toward providing carbon-free electricity. Georgia Power says operators reached self-sustaining nuclear fission inside the reactor at Plant Vogtle, southeast of Augusta. That makes the heat that will be used to produce steam and spin turbines to generate electricity. Plant Vogtle's Unit 4 is supposed to start commercial operation sometime before June 30th. Unit 3 began commercial operations last summer. The new reactors are projected to cost Georgia Power and 3 other owners more than $31 billion. John Scott reported.
The South Carolina House has given key approval to a bill allowing liquor stores to open for a few hours on Sunday if their local governments allow it. The House voted 68 to 44 for the bill, with most of the no votes coming from more conservative Republicans and a few rural Democrats. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.